Well, welcome to another meeting with Zion's Trumpet. Yours truly, Brother Daniel. How's everybody doing out there in Pal Talk Land? Good, good, good. All right. James, looks like James was in here. Looks like he's out again. I think his computer's giving him a problem. I think Brother James needs to get rid of that Mac and buy him a Windows PC. Anyway, anybody have anything on their heart to share? Before we start, anything off the bat here? Well, we got a couple people. Let's see here. Looks like Irma's first. Go ahead, Sister Irma. You got the mic. Whoops. We lost Irma. Okay, Kim, you got the mic.
Okay, I don't have anything to share, but Christy and Joy are going to each play a song. Okay.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, 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 let it shine.
Very nice. Very good. Go ahead, Sister Irma.
Oh, the transmitter didn't come on. I could raise my hand, but I couldn't push on lock and mic. That never happened. Anyway, first, I wanted to say thanks to the girls. That was beautiful. They really give a good try. Anyway, first I want to say it was a great blessing to meet and welcome Rich and Judy to Pennsylvania last night. It was such a good time of rejoicing in the Lord with each one of you. Praise the Lord. And now I just want to retract a little, Dan. Your message last week was so wonderful. I listened with a broken heart as I too see how the devil is taking multitudes to hell simply by that damnable doctrine of eternal security. I like to think I am wrong, but I believe this evil teaching led my father to hell. How sad. Pardon me. I do not believe we can belabor too much on this. It is one of Satan's greatest deceptions. It was good to hear your warning again concerning this deplorable lie from the pit of hell. Your teaching on the rest of God was a blessing. As you read from Hebrews, let us, quote, labor, unquote, to enter into God's rest. The word labor took hold in my spirit as I realized with this evil day upon us, Satan with all his demons loose on this earth to kill, steal, and destroy God's people, just how much we need to labor. God's rest is not a one-time experience. We also need to labor in constantly renewing our mind, Satan's battleground. I feel the need to labor more diligently myself in prayer, fasting, and to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. The greater the onslaught of the enemy, the harder we must labor to be overcomers. So I say to all of us, keep in the battle, and our labor will not be in vain. God will give us the victory in the end. As for some who say, you are teaching hearsay, Dan, they felt the same about the teachings of Jesus. How greatly blessed that makes you. I thank God for your ministry. It provides us with truth and encourages us not to be at ease in Zion. God bless you and everyone in your home tonight, where there is a spiritual balm in Gilead to be found. Thank you, Dan. That's all. Now I'll see if I can get out.
Amen. Thanks, Irma. God bless you. And that's right. I'm sorry that doctor did that to your father. It's doing it to a lot of people, unfortunately. We just keep preaching the truth and hope that somebody listens, right? I'm going to do one quick song, and then we're going to have a couple people share. I think Brother Rich and Judy want to say hello, at least. I don't know if they're going to share anything, but they want to say hello. So we'll just do one quick one here. How far will you go in obedience, my son? How far will you walk in obedience, my son? All the way to the cross. I desire thy will and not my own. All the way to the cross. My steps are ordered and planned by thee. You know the way. How far will you walk
my son, all the way, all the way to the cross. I desire thy will, and not mine own.
Looks like Brother Rich is standing here with his Bible open, so we're going to give him the mic. Come on up, Brother Rich. There you go, bro. Just talk right into it.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that song. Hi, everybody. This is Rich coming from Pennsylvania. I want to say hi and bless Kim and Sister Jan, Andrew and Megan, and Brother K. Menz and Sister Irma. Lord bless you all. It's so good to be here. And it's been such a blessing already. Not only are we overcoming, but we're fellowshipping, and it's just beautiful. I've never had this kind of fellowship in my life. Anyhow, I wanted to read a couple of verses of Colossians 3 through 1, and it's very relevant for me right now, because this is where we need to be. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection, your desire, your whole being on the things above and not on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we also shall appear with him in glory. I was thinking about this scripture today, and putting self to death goes along with this so good, because as we seek the Lord and we're sitting in heavenly places with Him, it's not hard to die to self then, because we want to be submissive to Him and to do His will. I just want to praise the Lord tonight for what He's doing in my life, what He's doing in my wife's life. I thank you, Lord. And that song, Brother Daniel, was just perfect for what I personally am, being told to do by the Lord. Anyhow, I just wanted to say a few words. I don't have too much, but I just wanted to say that I thank the Lord for giving me and Judy the opportunity for coming up here. It's been in the work for 2 years, and we finally made it. What a blessing. Lord bless you all.
Thank you. Come on in here. Sister Judy, just come on in here and say hello. You don't have to say anything special.
Hello, everyone.
Is that all? Okay. Well, that was Judy. She said hello. There you go, bro.
Thank you, brother. All right. That song.
Beautiful. God bless
you. Awesome.
All right. Amen. Yes. Judy's a woman of a few words. Amen. I had a rumor that Andrew had a testimony to give tonight. I didn't know if that rumor was true or not. Ah, looks like there's a hand. Looks like it is true. Okay, you got the mic, Andrew. Go ahead, brother. Looks like Andrew's having a little trouble here. We won't blame it on the Mac. But we'll give him a second here to check his preferences. See if he can get his mic working here. Okay. That's all right. Looks like we have to do another mic check night here. Have everybody come on and see if they can do a mic. Wait a minute. We got James. We'll see if James can use his Mac to talk here. Go ahead, James. You got the mic.
All right. Great. I'm not sure what was going on there. I want to, first of all, welcome Rich and Judy. Welcome to Pennsylvania, Rich and Judy. Forgive me for not being there last night. I sure missed being a part of that, and I'm looking forward to meeting you face-to-face tomorrow night. I'm not sure what was going on, Dan. I was on from the start there this evening, but I just wasn't, my name wasn't showing up when I was trying to type in and nothing was working. So, and I heard you about the Mac thing. Maybe you are right. I do have to get rid of this stupid Mac. Anyway, that was it. I just wanted to welcome Rich and Judy and let you know that I was here, and I'm glad that at least my hand came up. All right, thanks.
Okay, that's good. Well, I'm glad you're here anyway. Anybody in the room have anything on your heart before we start? Welcome, Lisa and K-Meds and everybody. Jan? No? Okay, well, this week I was just going to play a little exhortation from our friend Robert Thompson, because I didn't have a chance to get anything at all. I was busy all week, and Saturday yesterday we were prepping for the arrival of Rich, and today we spent all day fellowship, and I didn't have any time to get anything together at all. I'm sorry. But I have a little exhortation from Thompson. It's only about 35 minutes long. I thought I'd play for you guys. I thought it was pretty good. And it's just a little encouragement, not to coast, and what we're striving for. So, that's okay with you all. So let me switch my system over here and relax.
All right, now we're still in Hebrews. We want to turn to the second chapter and read verses 1 through 13. All right. We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For if the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come, about which we are speaking. But there is a place where someone has testified, "What is man that you are mindful of him, the Son of Man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and put everything under his feet. In putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet at present we do not see everything subject to him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor, because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering, both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the presence of the congregation, I will sing your praises. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, he says, here am I and the children God has given me. Man, there's so much in there. As we've said on the last two Sundays, this is written to people who have been saved, who have been filled with God's Spirit, who have tasted of the age to come, and who had every doctrine that we have, plus the doctrine of eternal judgment, which is new to us, and the doctrine of the resurrection of the dead, which is new to us. We know, of course, that Christ rose from the dead in bodily form. But as far as the Apostle Paul saying that he was pressing forward to attain to the resurrection from the dead in Philippians, the third chapter, we're not up to that. We don't know what that means. I don't know as I've ever heard anyone preach on Philippians 3 that Paul had made his goal attaining to the resurrection of the dead. Yet, Paul said this was his mark. So, he wrote it in Philippians as though they already knew it. So, my point is that these people, you would expect the writer to speak words of comfort, to congratulate them that they were Christians, to assure them that if they went forward with the Lord, that everything was fine, it's not to worry, they have their ticket. Instead, the epistle to the Hebrew Christians is one long, severe warning. Now, that doesn't make sense in modern terms, but in terms of the Bible, it does. Because what we preach as salvation today, the way we preach grace, for example, is not scriptural. It is not scriptural. And so we need a reformation of Christian thinking. We need to be reoriented to the gospel. We don't know, we don't understand what it means to be a Christian. We think we do. And we suppose if we have accepted Christ and been filled with the Spirit and maybe have exercised prophecy, that's all there is and the next stop is heaven. But the Bible doesn't teach that. And so, as Lisa said, and others, that the ark is moving forward and we need to move with it. Because there's always a danger of missing the day of our visitation. There's always a danger of missing the day of our visitation. Today, God is doing unprecedented things, and the Bible is opening up so that it's simple. It just makes all kinds of sense, and you don't have to be a theologian to understand it. So if you think about the things we read in unison, just realize these words were spoken to seasoned Christians, not to the unsaved. Hebrews 2:3 has been preached to the unsaved thousands of times. That has nothing to do with unsaved people. None of the book of Hebrews has anything to do with unsaved people. As the third chapter says, he's speaking to the holy brothers. So please keep that in mind. We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. Now that's the danger. That's the danger. And it's very intense in America because of the relative ease of our lives relative to the rest of the world in terms of physical comfort and in terms of the opportunities for money, for investigating new things, for launching out into and expanding technology, all kinds of things, opportunities we have. You wouldn't have them if you were living in a cave in Afghanistan. But you have them because you're here in America, and the impact is that we drift away. It isn't that we decide, I'm not going to be a Christian anymore. I've had it up to here. I'm going to go on a fling. I'm going to take $2,000 out of the bank, and I'm going to go to Las Vegas, and I'm going to live for a while. We're not talking about that. That's not drifting. That's turning your back on Christ. The danger, none of you would do that, I'm sure. The danger is drifting.